What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
March 29th, 2023, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday. And as usual, these days, it's a very, very busy news day. We've got a lot to try and get through before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. So let's get in there. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. And before we get into the news here, just a little update on Steve Elkins. I spoke with him earlier today. He's upbeat and, cheerful. His surgery's tomorrow. But he's keeping himself busy in that hospital. He's reading articles and commenting about current goings-on. And apparently talking to all the medical people and showing them what's been going on in this country. So anyway, I understand he may even be listening to the program right now. So please make a point of saying some kind things about Steve Elkins here. All right. Now, starting off on the top, we've had another major problem with our transportational infrastructure. Apparently, over in Louisville, Kentucky, which is just a little bit that way, there was a group of 10 barges that were being taken down the river, and three of them broke free. They hit a structure at the entrance of the Portland Canal, I saw the footage. They're just pushed up against structure here, and right now the canals and the locks in that area are closed for traffic here. And part of the cargo is 1,400 tons of methanol, otherwise known as wood alcohol. It's very toxic and very flammable, and I'm hoping they don't do the same thing to this that they did in Ohio and just set it on fire and let it burn off. But at last report, there are no leaks for any of this cargo, and they're working to basically get that cleared up. All righty, getting into the main news now. And getting on back to Nashville, we have gotten another confirmation that this Audrey Hale was under a doctor's care for an emotional disorder. They're not specifying what exactly it was. law enforcement didn't know anything about it prior to the shooting. But apparently, Hale's parents felt that she should not own weapons. But they were only aware of one that had been bought and sold, and they were completely unaware of the other weapons that had been hidden in their home. A total of 7 weapons, all legally purchased. And, I think the fact that this person was under a doctor's care for emotional issues should have been a red flag, okay? And, I agree there are certain people who should not have guns, such as the mentally ill, which is clearly what was going on in this case, okay? Now, Fox News host Tommy Lahren believes that the United States needs to have a conversation about anti-Christian bigotry after the Nashville Christian school shooting. And she said, we hope that this story in Nashville continues to get coverage due to the fact the shooter was transgender. The narrative would not work for Democrats. And we also need to talk about the anti-Christian, anti-religious rhetoric that is so popular and mainstream right now, really cheered on by the left. Now, Senator Josh Hawley is calling the Nashville shooting a hate crime against Christians. He wants to call for an FBI investigation. On the other hand, Attorney General Merrick Garland is refusing to investigate the Nashville shooting as a hate crime. I guess a transgender walking into a Christian school and opening fire is just your ordinary run-of-the-mill, everyday kind of crime in the eyes of Garland here. But story coming out of WorldNet Daily, this mass shooting in Nashville, it does shine a spotlight on the growing tendency toward violence in the transgender community and its enablers. And, of course, we still have, they had that Day of Vengeance event, which is this Saturday, I guess, in Washington, D.C., and that's still going on. They haven't canceled it off. But, it's kind of a it's an issue. It needs to be looked at, and we shouldn't be scared off by saying, "Oh, you can't talk about the transgenders and LGBTQ," because yeah, there's, you know, it's like saying we're not supposed to talk about black crime because, after all, they're black. Well, no, it doesn't really make sense here. And another story over at Revolver News. Okay, Attorney General Merrick Garland is out there saying that nobody knows Audrey Hale's motive, okay, and we have no idea why she walked into that Christian school and just started shooting people at random here. We do know that Audrey wrote a manifesto, okay, and it would be, you know, likely that the motive would be spelled out in there, but the manifesto is being hidden, and LGBTQ activists are fighting tooth and nail to keep that manifesto buried, and so far the Nashville police are refusing to release it. Now, there's been an interesting complication regarding the video of the event, because we had a caller call in on this yesterday, and after the call I went out and I looked up the issue, and it looks like the video in the hallway taken by the school security cameras, the perpetrator, Audrey, is wearing black shoes with a broad white stripe, and then when we cut to the body cam tape from the police officer who have just killed Audrey, the shoes have a red flame design on there. And a lot of people picked up on this, and a lot of people sent it to me. And the official story coming out of the corporate media is that the poor quality cameras in the school security system simply didn't see the red color. Well, unfortunately, the white striping doesn't seem to match either. One person actually suggested it might be a deep fake to embarrass some people. I really don't know. I can't figure out what would be the purpose of changing shoes on this person. You know, it's just one of those odd things that happens around these events. Now, out in Arizona, let's see, Katie Hobbs' press secretary, Jocelyn Berry, tweeted out a tweet that says, "Us when we see transphobes," and it shows a woman holding two guns, okay? And, of course, this drew an immediate negative reaction so close to the shooting in Nashville. And the press secretary has since resigned amid the firestorm of criticism there. Over at Fox News, they are interviewing Vivek Ramaswamy, a 2024 Republican presidential candidate, and he has called out the Department of Education for investing billions in racial gender ideology to create psychopaths while schools experience a lack of security. This is all after the shooting in Nashville. And Ramaswamy said, the real question is why this psychopath in Nashville was able to get into the school in the first place. Well, she shot her way in. We've all seen that. But yeah, there should have been some armed security guards there. And yeah, this is another tragedy. I mean, you know, another gun-free zone. And that's where the crazies are going to go here. Now, Tucker Carlson on last night's show came on with a discussion about the transgender community and violence, and he said the trans community is the mirror image of Christianity and therefore its enemy, because he says transgender ideology claims dominion over nature itself in that they can transform from male to female, okay? And Christians think that that's a power that God alone is going to have. And so nobody agrees on that situation. And the failure to acknowledge a transgender person's dominion over nature is what enrages some of the people in the transgender community. Now, over at the American Thinker, they have a much simpler article simply saying that transgenderism remains a mental illness. Okay. And I think there's a good way to illustrate why this is true. Without going into all the fine details and the jargon and everything, you've probably all seen these, you know, cartoons and movies where somebody is out there saying, I'm Napoleon. I was born in the wrong body. I'm Napoleon. And they say, ah, you're crazy. And they lock them up. That's exactly what's going on with the transgenders. They're out there saying, I was born in the wrong body. I'm really, you know, something else over here. Yeah. And unfortunately, this is being encouraged because there's a lot of money to be made with all these hormone sales and these surgeries and everything. And I don't think we ought to be encouraging what really amounts to a mass psychosis at this point because of the tragic occurrences that happened on Monday. Now, a little bit of good news over in Florida. They're looking at a bill that will make it a felony in Florida to perform a transgender surgery on minors. I think that would be a very, very good thing. In other news, getting away from the Nashville shooter, former President Trump, in a new Monday night interview on Fox News, declared he would solve the Russia-Ukraine war in 24 hours if he's elected president. And this came following his kickoff campaign rally in Waco, Texas, over the weekend. And he told the crowd there at Waco, I will prevent World War III, which we're heading into, which, you know, generated widespread applause. Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's not have World War III, because nobody wins in a nuclear war. All righty. Now, more good news, maybe, for Trump. This whole thing about the hush money to Stormy Daniels is clearly stuttering and stalling. And the latest word we have right now is the Manhattan grand jury that is supposed to be looking at this case is taking the next month off. Okay, they're calling it a previously scheduled hiatus. But it basically means they're not going to be looking at the case for at least another month. And I think what's going to happen is everybody's just going to stop talking about it and hope that everybody forgets when the grand jury comes back and they don't do anything about Trump. Because this kind of persecution really is helping him. It really is helping him. Meanwhile, over on Biden's side of town, his approval rating continues to drop. The polls are showing the vast majority of Americans are worried about the runaway crime in their communities, and Biden doesn't seem to be doing anything about that. He's keeping the border open, allowing all these criminal gangs to flood into our country, bringing fentanyl with them. And, you know, it's kind of ironic to see Biden up there, you know, talking about those three poor children who were killed down in Florida and wringing his hands over that and not seeming to care about the thousands and thousands of children who are dying of fentanyl overdoses because of that open border. So, anyway. Now, independent journalist Matt Taibbi, who was part of the group that released the Twitter files, has exposed the fact that civil liberties are no longer popular among Democrats. Now, Taibbi appeared on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo to reiterate his perspective that the modern-day Democratic Party no longer represents the values of everyday Americans. Okay, they basically want to say, and you will believe and do, and if you've got a different opinion, just shut up. We're going to censor you. We're going to shut down your social media accounts. Absolutely no regard to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Okay. Now, up in Canada, Trudeau is talking about censorship, and he's trying to equate the anti-vaxxers with the flat earthers. And is calling for social platforms to be liable for disinformation, with disinformation being decided by the government, okay? And we know that certainly in this country, we have seen a lot of censorship directed at people who have actually suffered real, genuine harm from the COVID vaccines. But they don't want that getting out there because it's getting in the way of making money, okay? And this brings us to the Restrict Act. They're calling it the TikTok Act in Congress, although TikTok doesn't actually appear anywhere in the text. This is a major power grab bill It gives the government authority over all forms of communication, domestic or abroad, mainly technology from China, Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Russia, and Venezuela. Now, the Restrict Act comprehensively addresses the ongoing threat posed by technology from foreign adversaries by better empowering the Department of Commerce to try and protect the U.S. supply chain. It's another Patriot Act. It gives the executive branch way too much power. And basically, all your communications will be wide open to government surveillance, including your encrypted communications. No more Fourth Amendment. This is the final blow against the Fourth Amendment. And really, the rush toward dictatorship is getting frightening. It's terrifying out there. All right. Over in North Carolina, their state elections board removed two local election officials who had refused to certify their county's 2022 results after officials determined they violated state law. Now, this article is written very biased in favor of, oh, there's no such thing as election fraud. But apparently there were these two individuals, Jerry Forestieri and Timothy DeHaan, who basically took a stand about, you know, the voting machines and reports in their counties that the elections were coming out wrong. So they've now been removed, and apparently they'd question legitimacy of state election law and recent court decisions disallowing photo ID checks and voter residency challenges. So the stealing of elections will continue. Except in Shasta County out in California, excuse me, where county supervisors have voted to use paper ballots only going in all future forward elections. I think I got something there. All right, getting into COVID, there has been yet another incident of a pilot collapsing mid-flight. This is the seventh pilot incident this month, plus there's an eighth of a pilot who was on his way to the airport to take a flight and died before he got to the gate. So, I mean, this is really a serious situation here. So, anyway. Now, there's a new documentary coming out about Fauci, and I don't plan on seeing it myself. But interestingly enough, in the documentary, he admits he had a bad reaction from the vaccine. And he says right on film, I got my second vaccine yesterday, and I feel like blank today. And Tucker Carlson's comment to that was, oh, Fauci must be a conspiracy theorist. So a little humor there. All right. Let's see. Dr. Shukarit Bakhdi says, I have absolute faith that mRNA vaccines will kill you. Each and every gene-based vaccine has the potential to kill you. If any doctor dares to give a jab with mRNA to a child, he's potentially killing the child. And my prediction is we're going to see so many tragedies and the death of children will become a normal thing. And this was in an interview, The Path to Living Hell, in December of 2022. So people are speaking out here. Now, story coming on out of Blacklisted News, there was an analysis of the economic damage coming from the vaccine mandates and the lockdowns. And this new report estimates 26.6 million people were injured by the shots, 1.36 million were disabled, 300,000 actual deaths can be attributed to COVID-19 vaccine damages in 2022 alone, which cost the economy nearly $150 billion. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't get no way.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID, and interestingly enough, just yesterday, the World Health Organization revised its COVID vaccine recommendations, and now they're saying that healthy children and teenagers probably do not need a COVID vaccine. So a little bit of good news for parents who were worried about that. Now, there's a report out of Reuters. In fact, it came out a little over 1 year ago, and it was saying the World Health Organization was advising Ukraine to destroy high-threat pathogens housed in the country's public health laboratories to prevent any potential spills that could spread disease among the population. And this article confirms the findings of the Russian biowarfare investigation Ukraine has been creating highly infectious pathogens to target citizens of Russia, as well as to create global pandemics. In other words, biological weapons here. And so the question is, why is the United States supporting a country that has been creating bioweapons for use on global civilians? Shouldn't the United States be supporting Russia, the nation that is trying to seize and destroy the bioweapons that are being used on global civilians? Well, you already know my theory about that. I think the U.S. is getting ready to fight World War III with biological weapons. Now, let's take a minute to talk about the artificial intelligence craze, because that's really been booming up. There's ChatGPT, and a couple of others are coming along. And people are wondering, where is this all going to lead, and are we just allowing it to expand too quickly without considering the potential harm, especially now that the latest version of ChatGPT can actually access the internet itself and write its own computer code. So we don't know where that's going to go here. So starting with the BBC, Elon Musk and a lot of other experts in computers have signed an open letter warning of the potential risks and say the race to develop artificial intelligence is out of control. And Elon Musk is among those who want training of AIs above a certain capacity to be halted for at least 6 months while this gets investigated. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak and some of the researchers over at DeepMind also signed. Now, OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, recently released GPT-4. This is a state-of-the-art technology which has impressed people with its ability to do tasks such as answering questions about objects in images. That really is quite significant here. Meanwhile, Elon Musk took fellow billionaire Bill Gates to task for his limited understanding of AI, suggesting that Gates has a poor grasp of emerging technology. Musk was responding to a comment by Bill Gates that that he has been involved in the AI field for years. And Musk basically took a shot at him in a social media post. Now, over at Zero Hedge, they're running an article here suggesting the possibility that we may be looking eventually at governance by artificial intelligence, which would be the ultimate unaccountable tyranny. There wouldn't be a single individual that you could go to and say, you know, I think we need to make a change here. You know, it would be rule by computer. And personally, I don't think it would be a very, very good idea. Rule by our fellow man is not working out all that well, I will grant you. But I think rule by computer would be even more absolutist. And I think it would bring social evolution to a complete halt. I really do. And the other area where people are concerned about it is AI-powered disinformation. I mean, last week we got to see some pictures created by an artificially intelligent system showing Donald Trump being arrested and hauled off to jail. They were quite convincing. I mean, if you look closely, you could see they were computer-generated. But the technology is getting better and better to the point where, you know, at some point, you will not be able to tell the difference, and you will not know if you are looking at something that really happened or something that has been engineered for some nefarious purpose. So that's another area where AI is going to be a big, big problem. So, you know, it's worth thinking about here. We have to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words. Jumped the gun again. My bad. Let's see. Getting into the international news, story out of Russia today, Washington's chronic disinterest in conflict exit strategies does not bode well for Ukraine. In other words, it's a fancy way of saying the U.S. wants this war. They don't want to get out of it. They're saying it's the U.S. establishment that reaps the benefits of billions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer cash poured into the military-industrial complex under the guise of defense spending for Ukraine. It is, as Smedley Butler would say, a racket. It's a big money-making racket. And now we're going to take a break for commercials.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news. We're talking about Ukraine. And interestingly enough, the United States Army is going to print up a deck of playing cards featuring NATO weapons systems. And sorry, I'm still a little under the weather here. Send them to states outside the U.S.-led bloc, including Ukraine. And the cards will supposedly help Ukrainian troops to tell friend from foe. And the training tool was developed by the Army's Training and Doctrine Command and will enable soldiers to quickly identify enemy equipment and distinguish that equipment from friendly forces. Okay, and this is nothing new. There have been playing cards used in war before World War II. They gave out cards with the silhouettes of enemy planes and ships on them. During Vietnam, they had the death's head cards and everything for psychological effect and so forth. Okay. Now, sadly, the Senate last night voted down an amendment to create a special inspector general to oversee the over $113 billion that the U.S. has authorized to spend on the war in Ukraine. Now, this amendment was introduced by Senator Josh Hawley, and it failed in a vote of 26-68, with 24 Republicans and only two Democrats voting in favor of more oversight for the billions in weapons being shipped to Ukraine. So I would guess that somebody doesn't want you to know where all that money is really going. All right. And as we mentioned before, the UN Security Council will not investigate the Nord Stream bombing. And it turned out a veto wasn't necessary by anybody. Pretty much 12 members of the Security Council simply abstained. Okay. And they were all on the side of the U.S. And so they were not able to generate the 9 votes required to move forward. All right. Now, Moscow is talking really, really tough. It says Swedes will be sent to their deaths if they join NATO. And it warns the Nordic nation and Finland will become legitimate targets for retaliatory military measures if they join NATO. So the rhetoric is really cranking up. Now, there is apparently a move between Serbia and Hungary to form their own strategic council, and this was announced by Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić after his meeting with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban in Belgrade on the 25th. European Union is, of course, not happy with this. Neither is Washington, D.C. And let's see. Over in France, the protests are still going. Protests and strikes against the unpopular pension reforms kicked off again, with police security ramped up and government warnings that radical demonstrators intended to destroy, to injure, and to kill. And concerns that violence could mar the demonstrations prompted what Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin described as an unprecedented deployment of 13,000 officers, nearly half of them concentrated in the French capital. So Macron is still firmly wedded to his increase in the retirement age. And, you know, it's only a 2-year increase. And so I think there's a lot more going on with these protests than just the pension reform. I think the pension reform was a spark for something else that's much more intense. Meanwhile, Iran and Saudi Arabia are getting all buddy-buddy, and Iran is going to invite the Saudi king to Tehran, and Raisi has been invited to Riyadh. So they're paying diplomatic visits to each other and, you know, making out like friends, which is annoying to Washington, D.C., and, of course, Israel here. Speaking of Israel, Netanyahu says he's delaying the judicial overhaul to allow time for dialogue, but he says he vows the reform will happen anyway. In other words, it doesn't matter what anybody says. Netanyahu's still going to do this. And Netanyahu's clearly hoping the protesters will get tired and go home. I don't know. We'll wait to see exactly what happens from that. Meanwhile, polls are showing that Netanyahu's coalition is losing a majority among the voters. If there were an election now, Netanyahu's coalition would not be able to reach the 61 seats needed for a majority in the 120-seat parliament. According to the latest polls, Netanyahu's coalition could get maybe 53 or 54 seats. So he is definitely not looked upon with favor by the Israeli people. Meanwhile, over in China, they are threatening to resolutely fight back if U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy meets Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen during her planned transit through the United States. The warning on Wednesday came as Tsai was due to depart for a trip to Guatemala and Belize, which will see her transit through New York and California here in the United States of America. And once again, showing that we have the most expensive military junk in the world, there's been another F-35 engine failure. This one actually happened a while ago, but it's only being reported on now. And Pratt & Whitney was doing a pre-delivery test on the engine. It started vibrating, and the engine then failed. So not really very good, reliable product out there here. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. Crypto guru Sam Bankman-Fried, is how I like to call him here, paid a $40 million bribe to at least one Chinese government official to get access to accounts that had been frozen by Beijing. And Sam Bankman-Fried has now been charged by federal prosecutors in Manhattan for that corrupt practice there. So he's just getting in deeper and deeper and deeper. Okay. The leaders from the BRICS alliance met in 2018, including, I'm sorry, that's the caption of a photo. Recently, South Africa's foreign minister, Naledi Pandor, announced that Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Algeria, Argentina, Mexico, Nigeria, and other nations want to join the BRICS alliance. This, of course, is a direct threat to U.S. dollar dominance. And as we mentioned on, I think it was yesterday's show, the BRICS already have a larger share of the global gross domestic product than the G7 nations. And so, yeah, everybody is abandoning the U.S. and the U.S. dollar because the U.S. weaponized the dollar and abused other countries with it. All right. French authorities yesterday conducted raids in and around Paris in what they say was a possible tax fraud case that may have cost governments more than $108 billion U.S. A spokesperson for France's financial prosecutor's office said the raids, which began at 9:30 a.m. and were still ongoing midday, targeted four French and one international bank on suspicion of money laundering and fiscal fraud. The banks being investigated are Société Générale, BNP Paribas, Exane, Natixis, and HSBC. So, meanwhile, Saudi Arabia is going to build a refinery in northeast China. Saudi oil giant Aramco announced on the 27th it signed an agreement with China to build an oil refinery and petrochemical complex in the far eastern country's northeast, aimed at supporting the growing Chinese demand for fuel and petrochemical products. And according to the Saudi newspaper Sabq, the total cost of the project will be $12.2 billion. Construction is set to begin in the second quarter of this year, and the complex is scheduled to officially open by 2026. Okay. Now, we've all been hearing about China's Belt and Road Initiative. And, you know, a lot of people are very worried that it does represent a threat to commercial shipping that has to go around Asia. But it's not without its problems, because apparently China has had to bail out 22 developing countries that are trying to be part of the Belt and Road Initiative so far at a cost of $240 billion. Now, almost 80% of that lending was made between 2016 and 2021, mainly to middle-income countries like Argentina, Mongolia, and Pakistan, according to the reports by researchers from the World Bank. China has lent hundreds of billions of dollars to build infrastructure in developing countries, but lending has tailed off since 2016 as many projects have failed to pay the expected financial dividends. All right, let's talk about immigration here. Up in Massachusetts, they're giving driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, and the total cost of that is $28 million. So, again, this is something we as a nation cannot afford. Meanwhile, Josh Hawley, in a hearing with Mayorkas, basically got upset over this app that helps illegal immigrants enter the U.S. Apparently, this is something that has been created here in the U.S. and is being given for free to the illegal immigrants coming north. And it's got instructions on where to make the border crossing, resources they can avail themselves after they get over. And I can see why Josh Hawley is being a little bit upset. That app is basically an accessory to several crimes involving Title VIII. So anyway, there was a tragedy out, let's see, this was Ciudad Juarez, which is south of El Paso, Texas. There were 36 migrants died in a fire at a dormitory in an immigration detention center. Apparently, some of the people there were concerned they were about to be deported back to Mexico, and they set the mattresses ablaze as a protest. The fire got out of control, and a total of 39 people died. So let's see, getting into some other news, wokeness and stuff. Democratic Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear was excoriated by his Republican challengers over the weekend for choosing to veto a bill that would ban gender transition surgeries for minors, prohibit school discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity, and prevent teachers from being forced to use a student's preferred pronoun. The bill, SB 150, was passed by state lawmakers along party lines earlier this month before heading to Bashir's desk last week. Now, over in the world of, I guess, sports, you could call it, mixed martial arts and UFC fighter Holly Holm used a post-fight moment following one of her battles to call out about the sexualization of children. And, let's let the kids be kids for as long as they can. And one of the things that worries me, one of the articles we put up at whatreallyhappened.com, is how all over Europe, the leading trend-setting fashion photographers are doing all kinds of pictures sexualizing children for some of the major brands in the stores. And, I don't know. It strikes me as just a little sick. Anyway, getting into the environment, the global energy transition is off track to prevent the worst impact of the climate emergency, according to the head of the International Renewable Energy Agency, and a fundamental course correction is required to successfully pivot away from fossil fuels. And this is all tied in with the landmark Paris Agreement. And again, they're still pushing this global warming, even though the world hasn't warmed in the last 15 years. And underscoring the fact that this is all a giant scam, this is from Blacklisted News. The world's biggest seller of carbon offsets is accused of being a scam. And every time a state government or corporation announces a particular environmental target, most of the time what they mean is they're going to make some small changes and then they'll buy some carbon offsets or credits to compensate for the rest. For example, makers of actual cars were forced to buy credits from Tesla by California so that working class drivers were financing luxury car owners. Airlines now routinely announce that they're buying offsets, which means a portion of your ticket is going to pay off some company that is supposedly doing something environmentally sound. Pardon me. Your power company buys credits resold by some company that's supposedly running wind farms in Wyoming that nobody needs, and it doesn't mean you're using wind power, but you're paying for someone else to use wind power to atone for your sin of using fossil fuels. And it's involving billions and billions of dollars. Now, little bit of good news for those of you who like your food pure. The Italian government has now banned the use of any insect component from pasta and pizza. And, you know, the Italians, they love their food and they take it very, very good, very seriously. I've been to Italy myself. They really are. And so the Italian government has issued these decrees that no insect components will be allowed. And I think that's a really good idea. All righty. Tuesday morning, there were 3 earthquakes in California's Bay Area. They weren't really big ones, but they were notable because they came close together. There was an initial 3.5 quake at 6:01 a.m., followed by an aftershock of 2.6 at 6:03, and then another one just a minute later. No reports of damage or injuries, but obviously 3 quakes that close together, people are very, very nervous about what's going on there. Okay, you remember that leaky Soyuz space capsule that was hooked onto the space station and it suffered a major coolant leak? Well, yesterday they finally brought it home. They did not have a crew in it, but they wanted engineers to be able to look at it to see exactly what did happen, if it had been a micrometeoroid or if somebody had sabotaged it or something silly like that. So they've got that back down on the ground in one piece, and they're going to be taking a look at that. The crew that should have come home in that Soyuz will be coming home sometime in September. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about some science stuff here. And we're seeing another article, actually it's a YouTube video, talking about scientists using the new James Webb Space Telescope. The further out they look, they see more galaxies, and it doesn't fit the theory of the Big Bang. And it's almost amusing to watch them scratch their head and say, well, this is unexpected, and, you know, these galaxies contain large amounts of heavy elements, which they shouldn't, because these are all supposed to be first-time galaxies in hydrogen only. And, you know, wow, there's something going on here. Well, I think it's time to go back and look at the Big Bang theory itself, okay, because it is deeply flawed. And, you know, I know for people who have got academic careers, and, you know, you get your degree by swearing fealty to past work and theory, but I really do think it's time to take a serious, hard look at the Big Bang theory, because it's got a lot of problems with it. And I do have this article, The Big Bang is Just Religion Disguised as Science, and I think that's exactly what it is. All righty. Now then, speaking of religion, the Pope is in the hospital. If you had not heard, he's had some kind of a bronchial infection, and they're going to put him in the hospital for a few days. Okay, now, as I mentioned before, two cosmonauts and an astronaut that were supposed to come home in that leaky Soyuz will be brought back to Earth in late September. So they're going to have about double the time they thought they were going to have. You know, they're going to be up there for more than a year. And the Russians are Sergei Prokopyev and Dmitry Patalin, and NASA's Frank Rubio. They were supposed to be in that Soyuz that developed the coolant leak, but they sent it back empty to do the engineer. Now then, the private Japanese lander, the Hakuto R spacecraft, entered lunar orbit on March 20th. And this is a big milestone for the Japanese company iSpace, which has big plans in regards to the Earth-Moon space. And they're saying the successful insertion of the lander into lunar orbit is an important step toward the establishment of a payload transportation service, as it demonstrates that iSpace is capable of transporting customer payloads to orbit around the moon. So future iSpace missions will involve deployment of satellites into lunar orbit. And suppose they're going to use a GPS here. All righty. Now, in the, the asteroid Ryugu, okay, remember, was visited by the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency using the Hayabusa 2 spacecraft. And it basically landed and took a sample about, you know, 5.4 grams of material from the asteroid. It's now come back, and they're analyzing it, and they're finding one of the four nucleobases of RNA has been discovered. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.